Welcome to episode 84 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we'll be drinking beers from Trillium Brewing. We also have Jeff here with us.
I'm here, yes, drinking beer.
He's the silent J in CNBC.
Right.
okay, yeah, the first beer.
So this is our first episode in quite some time. Yeah. Season 5.
Forgot how to drink beer.
We forgot how to drink beer. Forgot how to do the show.
I've been not drinking as much beer. So this is Skimpy Sparrow, an American Pale Ale. Trillium Brewing, based out of Boston up there, up north.
Also known as Wista.
Yes.
I think I was actually in Wista recently.
The real Wista?
Oh, it smells good. I'm already like just pouring this, it. I got great smell.
Oh, which one here? Mm. Yeah, I'll take that one. You
we'll
take
deal
this
with
one.
It. There you go.
You know, take this glass.
That smells nice.
Ooh.
So it's got that hazy New England pale ale look to it, like Treehouse and some of those other beers from up there.
A little, you got the glass.
Yeah, that glass gives you that artificial light. Yeah.
There's a little bit more orange than and yours would
so I get that these citrusy
pineapple I get on the nose.
Yep. Yeah. Even. Yeah.
I'm getting pineapple, but I'm also getting pine. I'm getting a little bit of resin. Do you guys get any of that? Oh yeah, pineapple. That's definitely it.
Pineapple. I like that.
All right. Mmm. It tastes like pineapple.
Tastes like it does. Yeah.
But not like pineapple flavoring.
I want some
no,
more.
Like a not very sweet pineapple.
Yeah. Just enough bitterness.
Nice little head on there. In my glass, anyway, a little tiny bubble head.
Very refreshing with the hot, humid Mid-Atlantic outside. You remember the Mid-Atlantic, Chris?
Yes. So Trillium Brewing. I'm not exactly sure where their main brewery is, but they're based in Boston. They have a pop-up bar similar to Canteen that we went to. Remember we went there?
Right, the one in D.C.
Very similar thing on the new Greenway where the Big Dig, all that stuff happened in Boston. They have, on that Greenway, they have like, you know, little art installments and whatnot, but they also have a little pop-up stand for Trillium Brewing. So we're there with the kids and my sister and brother-in-law and we kind of let the kids stay within visual distance at some park, and we were hanging out at Trillium Brewing, pulling down a couple of these beers.
Don't talk to strangers.
And they were delicious. So there's also they have like a little bottle shop a few blocks away, and I guess, I don't know.
Well, it says
South Boston area.
They're in, Southeast? Aren't those where the bad people live?
And so we stopped by and got a couple cans to take home with us. And it was a very, you could tell they go through a lot of beer there because they had this very orderly process. You come in, are you here to buy beer? Yes, growlers or cans? Cans. Go to this line. Line up, you see the things that they have available. No more than 3-4 packs of beer. Get your beer, pick it out, check out, and get out of there because they're running through people. So
that's awesome business.
They have like they have a number of beers on the Beer Advocate Top 100. I think one of the ones we have tonight is up there in the top 40 or so. So I think they're kind of like Treehouse. They're very popular New England-y beer.
And there's the limit of 3-4 packs because of the beer trading, and they don't want people stocking.
But it's good stuff. They seem to have plenty of beer, so I don't know if they have quite the limits of something like Heady Topper or something like that.
Right.
They don't seem to have that. By the way, also when we were walking around town, I saw a can of not Heady Topper, but the Alchemist's
Lawson's?
Other. No, the Alchemist's other beer.
Oh,
I forget what it's called.
The other, no one knows what it's called.
There was a can of that, like lying on the.
Just on the street.
On the street, I was like,
somebody
wow.
was pounding on a wall.
At least the trunks are drinking good beer.
Right? Yeah, right. Why not? Well, they said they got Fort Point and Canton. I don't know where Canton is.
So I've been looking at staring my cell phone as you guys were discussing that because I saw the Canton, Mass address, and I actually went. My first job out of college was in Canton.
Yeah.
And I lived in Norwood, one town over, and I was just looking. Where was that? Yeah, I lived 15 minutes away from where this place was. You know, as if the years have passed. But yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Wasn't that a call center?
Yeah, it was.
I guess their spot there in Boston is just a bottle shop. Although I think they had some barrels that they were aging beer in, and I don't know, had some other stuff going on.
Well, this is a damn delicious beer. Nice, cloudy.
Fort Point, yeah, that's where it is.
So this, yeah, so this
Seaport District. I guess it's not quite South Boston. It's north of South Boston, but that Seaport District that is all booming now.
So in terms of flavor on this, aroma, flavor, I'm going to go, this thing is like punching above its weight. This does kind of taste like what I'd say is quintessential New England IPA right now. This is what they would call their American Pale Ale. And, 5.4 ABV.
5.4, so that's what I was going to ask.
So it's not a lightweight pale ale, but seems heavy-handed for a pale ale. I'd put it in the IPA.
Range. This could easily.
I think they have IPAs. We're going to try one in a minute, right? So maybe they're just putting it on the scale there, but this maybe punches above its weight for what it's maybe selling itself as.
Here's what they say. An easy-drinking, hoppy American pale ale, Skimpy Sparrow is another addition in our Small Bird series of lower ABV at 5.4, okay, offerings brewed for the summer. The nose is an intense, complex fusion of pineapple, grapefruit, pith, and woodsy hop aromatics.
I got that woodsy hop aromatic.
Citrus rind, grape jam. Grape jam? I've never heard that before.
No, and I didn't get grapefruit either. Did you get? I didn't get pith.
I mean, I feel, a little bit of pith. And that may be where you get woodsy, I get pithy.
Grape jam and lemon fill out the flavor profile with a firm and long-lasting bitterness. Yep, it definitely has that bitterness too.
Yep.
Very dry and effervescent. Yep, very dry. Light to medium-bodied. American two-row, white wheat dextrin, and C15 malt. Hops were Galaxy, Nelson Savon, Simcoe, Citra, and Columbus.
Wow, all the top 10 there, top hits. Wow. So this isn't how I like advocate, drinking my beer, but I've taken sips, getting the flavor profile, seeing how it goes down, the bitterness, and then I save kind of two big gulps at the end there and just knock it back. Yeah, this is one of those like juicy, you can just drink it and knock it back. It doesn't hit you right away with the astringency and the bitterness, so like it hits you now, but no, yeah, this is like the juicy, you could hit it hard.
That first taste is almost like a dose of pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like this.
Delicious without being cloying.
All right. What else is going on? You got any beer experiences? I just talked about my Trillium experience. It's been a while.
Went to Dogfish Head Ale House last night, actually.
The local
one. The local one. Yeah. But they had some good beers on tap. I had... can't remember the name, and I didn't take a picture of it's fire. So they had a couple of interesting brews because they do. For some reason, they're very into mixing wine with their beers.
Yeah.
I was gonna try it. They had a stout that they were gonna mix with Syrah.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna give that a shot, but then I overdid it and couldn't fill anything up anymore. But they had. I started with their Burton Baton off tap, and I just love that stuff.
It's still one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like one of the best beers I've ever had, so I couldn't not have it.
Yep.
But then, I should try something new. So they had a coconut, so a beer made with coconut water, and they called it a luau type beer. It had some coconut shavings or something in that Gail was going to try. So she got a shot of that, but didn't end up getting the pint. And then I went with this. It was Fire Ale. It's this excellent, English ale. But it had good hop mix, so it gave it that juicy flavor, but it had a little bit of maltiness, too, because it was an English ale.
Mm-hmm.
It was just excellent. It was great. And then there was another one that I tried. And, it's a terrible beer experience story. I should have prepped more. 6 minutes of prep would have made this better because I could have got the names. But it was one of more of their experimental beers. And I tried that with those orange peels. And that's what it's called. It's Romantic.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, the Romantic Chemistry.
Romantic Chemistry.
Yeah, that's good.
That I didn't like.
No.
You did like it? I didn't like it. So I did what a tasting of it. It's like an IPA with a lot of citrus. It seemed to me that their attempt at doing...
Was it like a blood orange
The citrus. No, I had that one. I've had that one. I won that one.
I think for me, for a while, we were kind of lamenting that, like, Dogfish just gone off the rails.
Right.
Too many undrinkable beers.
Right.
Recently, interesting, but like undrinkable. Yeah. Recently, I felt like they're pulling it back. Some of the things I think were a little more experimental are hitting for me. So their Blood Orange one that I've had recently was really good. That Romantic Chemistry one I enjoyed. Yeah, it's like, it's a tropical IPA. I think that's what they're trying to say that
way. Yes, tropical IPA.
The Sequench Ale, which is a... I mean, it's essentially a sour.
That was the one I wanted to try.
It's kind of like, it's a little briny. That's like a highbrow lawnmower beer. It's really good, but if you gave it to someone and didn't even tell them it was a beer, they might not know.
Right.
Like, what the hell is this?
Right.
But it's good. So anyways, I thought Dogfish was doing pretty good with some of their mass offerings recently. But riding the trends, yeah. I have to get out to the tap house.
Let's crack this next
Wait,
beer.
I'm going to go. It's a Firefly Ale, if you give me 1 second. Come on, man. I got to put in my age.
How old are you?
All right, I don't even know when I was born. 33 will work.
All right. Next from Trillium Brewing is Summer Street. Double dry hopped India Pale Ale.
Double dry hopped. All right. I knew you were stepping this up. They're not calling this one a double. They're calling it double dry hopped. Does that mean a double IPA or a double dry hopped?
Right, because...
Here's what I know. It's 7.2 ABV.
That sounds like a double IPA. That's a double to me.
So,
but the color doesn't look double.
It's got that doesn't look very haziness.
It's the same color as the last one.
It's a little darker. I don't know.
Looks... I'd say it looks dirtier than the last one. Not necessarily like darker tone.
It's cloudier, but not... I'm with you, Jeff. It's not darker.
I don't get that same tropical fruit.
Oh, not bright pineapple.
No.
Bright
I get like more piney.
This is
piney.
This is earthy, woodsy.
There's something sweet there.
Bubblegum.
It smells good, though.
You had to say that. It's different. Now that's what it is.
It's different than the last one, for sure.
There's underlying
it's
piney, earthy, but there's something sweet right on
it. It is bubble. It's like that taste that you get out of the 25-cent
that
gumball
cheap gum,
machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
So what is that, chemical dye number 12?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
I like that too. There's some other flavor in there. It's. I feel like it's kind of coming
nutty?
From the not nutty, coming from the resininess or something.
Wow, that is like heavy after resin, like and not drying astringency, but yeah, the stick to you.
Yeah, it's oily.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
And it does come in under the tongue. It wraps the tongue.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a bear trap.
What was the 7.2% on this one?
7.2, yeah.
Is that the one? Double dry hopped, okay.
So which one are we drinking here?
This is
Summer Street.
Summer Street IPA. So here's what they have to say. Our enhanced version of a Summer Street IPA features a secondary dry hopping with Simcoe, which leads to a fuller mouthfeel, amplified nose, and an intensified depth of grassy raw hop character.
Go with that.
Double dry hop Summer Street is hazy, sunflower golden appearance with strong aromatics of pine and lemon. Got some of that. Bold flavors of juicy tangerine, pine resin, and green pear.
Green pear. See, that pear might be the bubblegummy thing we're getting then.
Yeah. Dominate the palate with modest bitterness and a dry finish. This one just uses Simcoe and Columbus.
That makes so Simcoe is kind of the darling of the West Coast IPAs. Mm. That's the base for the
more piney.
Yeah. Versus and then that's what when you get the piney and citrus when you combine Citra and or Amarillo, and Columbus was the like Amarillo light, Citra light.
Similar malt build to the last one we read, American Two Row, white wheat, dextrin, and C15, whatever that is.
That's like the C is like the caramel 15, so the number is how toasted it is.
Okay.
So 15 is like a very light toast to add just a little bit of the amber coloring to the beer.
Hmm.
I've never actually heard. I've heard like it's usually like C20, 40, 60, and 60 is getting pretty dark, and then you get into like just straight up stout or porter colors.
So this does not have that bitter finish that the Sparrow had.
It's different because it's not drying.
Right.
I think. It feels just as intense.
But it's not staying. Like, the sparrow kept coming back up on you, and maybe it's the palate's been broken, but...
So...
It seems a little bit more mellow.
Interesting that I say it's less juicy, but more oily. It has a different effect, right?
Yeah. But it's not...
I wouldn't want to take a big gulp of this, the way that...
this is a sipping tea.
Yeah.
But this... It has a flavor... callback, like you were talking about with the Simcoe, going back to the West Coast, but it doesn't have that punch.
Yeah.
It does give you that's there's a subtle sweetness in there.
It's nice. The pine is a little bit of a brighter note and not a dirty, earthy.
Right, it's not the dank.
Yeah.
The brewery seems to specialize largely in IPAs. Of the 9 beers available at the 2 locations, at 1, 8 of them are IPAs, at the other one, 5 or 6 of them are IPAs, depending on what you call Skimpy Sparrow. I'd call it an IPA.
That's an American ale, son.
They have an oatmeal porter. They have an American stout. I didn't try any of those beers, so I was like, ooh, hazy looking IPAs. Give me some of that.
Right?
Yeah. If you're in New England making beer right now, you have to be making this IPA.
That's the destination. But I've been on a porter kick lately. I've been chasing porters for a while. I had a bunch to share with you guys. In the winter, it made more sense. We haven't got together since, you know.
It's been a while, too.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
And then it'll be a long time before we get together again because Chris is moving.
I am moving
to a beer mecca, no less.
We're divorcing here.
Yeah.
CMB will keep coming out. It just may be a little more irregular. Even more irregular.
It's not like it's ever been regular.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try and figure out a remote way to keep the show running. That'd be fun.
But at least through January, we should be able to get one or two more.
Yeah.
Well, this is a delicious beer.
Yeah.
And after drinking the first and now having this, I'd be like, you know what? I wouldn't even, if I was anywhere out looking to have a couple good beers, I'd be like, all right, I'm done. I don't need to find anything else. Just give me another one of those or another one of those.
Ride these tonight.
Wow. Good stuff. Sorry, I was getting sad.
I appreciate the topic change. I am a little melodramatic.
I had another story, beer story.
Hopefully it's not as meandering and uninformed as my beer experience, which only happened last night. And I still couldn't remember that.
Recently.
Yeah,
I've discovered a really good combination, I think. I'm not averse to a sour beer. And I guess I'm open to drinking like a Gose.
Yeah.
Gose. So there's a Gose, G-E-U-Z-E, and then there's Gose, G-O-S-E.
Okay, Gose.
So a little bit different.
That's the official
Gose
pronunciation.
Gose is like the saltier one.
So the Gose. So and what are the good ones? Anderson Valley makes a couple good Gose, the varieties. They're really delicious. So, but I don't know what to have that with. Like it's
a food pairing.
Yeah, like a food pairing, and it is a good refreshing beer. And you tend to be lighter ABV, so
clams.
Hot day. Well, it's interesting you say that. So and that seems like a good choice. That seems to make sense. Maybe oysters.
Yeah.
But so a couple weeks ago, we had kids away for the week and tried some new for us restaurants in the area and went to Bethesda, and there's a Mussel Bar. Mussels.
Uh-huh.
And they had...
Mussel Beer Bar?
It's a Mussel Bar.
They have like tons of beers?
Tons of tons of Belgians, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like the Mussel Bar.
I've been there before.
Right?
It's good.
Yeah. So, and you can get your mussels a couple different ways. Yeah. So I started with some oysters, because you have to. Got some good, salty, briny oysters. And then get some mussels. But what's on tap is a great local upcoming brewery, Wiradaka.
Wiradaka, we need to... Oh, God.
So they had, I don't know if they called it a Gose, but it was effectively like a light sour or a Gose. And it was perfect with like some nice garlicky, white
wine. I could totally see that.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Because it's a savory beer.
Yeah. It was just the right balance. So that was an experience where they had a lot of interesting beers on tap, and they have just an amazing, beer locker of all sorts of, Belgian
locker.
Doubles, triples, quads, anything you want to get. But I was like, no, I'm just going to keep on having that Wiradaka. It was just perfect. Great, great beer experience. And it was only one beer, but a few of them.
A few of the one, the one flavor. That's awesome. Now I want to check it out. That's where I ride. That's my point of
origin. Yeah, that's right. That's right there.
So maybe some Friday
I'll
go up there.
It's like the backside of that parking the main parking area where the Barnes & Noble is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right up the street from the Caesars. Yeah. I'll take a mile ride up there and go.
All right, let's pop into this final beer from Kona.
So I'm crying on the inside a little bit because where DACA was supposed to be a destination site that we did a remote.
Yeah, that's right. Have you been there?
No, I still haven't gone.
I've been a couple of times.
Yeah,
you guys should go. Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring the kids. They can run out with the horses.
Double dry hopped scaled.
Double dry hopped scaled. So the other one was double dry hopped. Summer Street was. But this is also India Pale Ale.
Yep.
And this is also in the 7% range, just straight 7% what they're saying.
So a lot of their, like at this pop-up bar, it would be DDH. And I was like, what is DDH? Double dry hopped.
So you
they had three DDH beers.
You purposely ordered these this way, Chris. Is this an it beer? Is this the penultimate?
This one
Trillium?
is one that I saw. I know they have a number in the Beer Advocate top 100. This is one that I saw in the top 40.
Okay.
That's kind of why I left this one till the end.
All right. So this
that's
one,
the only reason.
This did not an effervescent.
No, I didn't
pour.
Get as much head either.
And
I had the first pour.
Pretty similar color and haziness. Actually, a little bit closer to the first beer that we poured.
In color, yeah.
In terms of color, a little bit lighter.
I think it's a little hazier though, isn't it?
It's just as.
Or
kinda,
maybe that's
as,
the build up in my glass.
It's just as cloudy as the last one, but a lighter tone. And maybe this is because it's a little less effervescence. I'm just not getting as much on the nose.
No, I don't get as much.
Swirl it up.
I feel like it might be in between the last two as far as.
This is.
Should we have started with this one?
Well, you got a little bit. Maybe you just poured it a little
I
more.
I poured
aggressive.
It
you
aggressive. Because you guys said you didn't get head, so.
Very mild aromatic here.
Yeah.
I'm getting lemon.
Sweet. Like sweetness, unplaced sweetness.
Yeah, but I'm not getting that bubblegum.
Not bubblegum.
Pear, or I guess it was pear is what I was smelling.
It's got a more kind of bracing bitterness to it on the drink.
Yeah. I like
feel
that.
Quite as smooth.
Very, very front of the palate bitter.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. No, I got lemon off the first. I got a tart citrus off the first bite, then I got the whoosh wave of bitter bite.
I felt it was immediate pith.
Pith, I get pith.
Off the first taste.
I'm drinking it a couple different ways here to see like where I can like have it strike. Yeah, so otherwise I'm getting it's still even if it's it's lemon. It's still like lemon and lemon pith.
Yeah.
Sweet lemon, lemon, lemon.
Yes, pith. Yes. It's like eating a lemon.
I'm not getting anything else. I'm not getting lemon pine. Pith. I'm not getting dank. I'm not getting.
I don't get those quite as tropical flavors like pineapple stuff as much.
No, just
lemon. Maybe a slight bit of no.
That's why I say it's a little more bracing. It's a little more. It just feels like it's that one thing. Not as many different things.
I agree. This is a little bit of a one note.
Lemon and bitter.
Yeah.
It's good. It doesn't even really linger. It's not oily.
No,
it's not dry.
It drops
astringent.
Off pretty quickly.
It's gone. I swallowed it. Take up.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah, because the other one you felt it. It grabbed your tongue. I'm making hand gestures of a spiral.
Of something that would never happen to your anatomy.
Right.
Very talented. You're, what's the guy? Gene Simmons of...
Yeah.
No, my tongue stayed straight, but the taste was wrapping my tongue. I wasn't trying to just demonstrate my hand. No, that was...
Now that I have a few more, I'm starting to feel, like, deeper in the throat. Like, now I'm touching, like, my Adam's apple. Like, I feel like I'm getting it all the way back there. But still single flavor, single sensation.
Yep.
Here's what they say.
I like it a lot.
An intensified version of Scaled and the latest addition to our lineup of aromatic juicy IPAs. The secondary dry hop of El Dorado and Citra results in an enhanced nose of citrus, pineapple, and wet earth. Wet earth? Well, that's an interesting one. I get maybe some wet earth. The flavor brings intense lime, refreshingly pithy bitterness. Yes.
Yes.
Just a touch of toasted malt, medium body with a dry finish. This one has Eldorado, Citra, and Columbus hops.
Hmm.
Similar malt profile, they add flaked wheat, though.
7%. Flaked wheat definitely gives to the cloudiness. It's also supposed to kind of like smooth the...
Maybe that's why they had it. I don't know. It's
smooth out the mouthfeel a little bit.
It's
but,
pretty...
But I'm not getting that. And just call this like a juicy... I mean, it's juicy because it's lemon. It's not juicy mouthfeel for me.
It's not sweet. No. So can I change topics off of this beer we're drinking? Have you... The Manor Hill I've been revisiting a lot. They are juicy, man. Their IPA... If it's still open... Go out Skylark and go that way and stop at the Cedar Grove store. They have a very good selection of Maryland cans. Some really good beers I've had over there.
My local bottle shop has a really good, like, they have two cases, you know, two case fronts that are just all just super local.
Yeah.
And Manor Hill's in there. And I keep on buying the Citra one from Manor Hill because it's
is that the gray one?
It's a taller and orange, yellow orange.
Okay.
That Citra one, and I always get the Grisette.
The Grisette is a killer. I think I still have some Grisette left too. Every time I see it, I buy it.
I actually still have one can of one that we did in a show many shows ago where it was one that was like flat, and we opened a couple of them. They were all like kind of flat.
Yeah.
I still have it because I'm like, what am I going to use that? I'm going to cook with it or something. It was like a Nelson maybe or Brewers, whatever. Anyways. Yeah, Manor Hill. It's good. I tried a couple of their other ones, but I know they're top hits for me, so I branched out.
Their base IPA, I think, is definitely good tasting beer. I did not like that Taylor Street one, but that was not good.
Yeah,
that one did, and I got it again, and it wasn't good. Well, not that it wasn't good, but it didn't do it for me. But did I go with you to Manor Hill?
No, I haven't been to there. I actually went there.
I went there
and they weren't open yet, and I left.
I did the same thing.
Did you?
That was the story.
It was Sherry and I.
I went to Manor Hill. It's like backcountry roads, and you go out there and like, no, not open. It was like a Thursday.
Like, remember we went to that other place and it wasn't open yet.
Oh, as we're leaving,
someone pulls up. We're like, is that the guy?
Right. No, yeah, because where were we? Oh, we're coming back from the camping trip.
Well, Manor Hill, that was a farm? Is it a farm?
It's a farm. It's like, it's out. It's not anywhere near, like, a city. I mean,
Taylor's Row?
This is the one? That's the one that wasn't.
That's the can I have that's still hanging out.
Yeah, that was...
It wasn't good then. I'm sure that can is bad.
Yeah.
So, I've been reading about Trillium.
That's the gray can.
That's the one.
It is good.
That's the gray one.
Yeah,
that one I love. That beer is the TITS.
So Trillium, their first brewery was in the Fort Point neighborhood of South Boston, and then they expanded to that Canton location in order to
brew
more beers.
Cheap storage space.
They find inspiration in the heritage of farmhouse brewing methods while actively employing novel concepts and technologies.
Huh.
All right, then. So these are all Saisons?
From our wild ales, fermented with our native
New
England.
But so Canton is, so they're set up in, like, a strip industrial.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's
what
Frederick Brewing
was. When you want to expand your production, you know.
Yeah.
You want
a warehouse.
Yeah.
You got to move out of the city, the expensive city. All right, good stuff, Trillium.
Yeah. All right.
Good beer.
So do we have any final thoughts?
Our favorites.
We're gonna do a wrap up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you were gonna take one of these lovely beers home with you, which one would it be?
Ooh, the Sparrow. I don't know. Scaled. It depends. Maybe it was the order we did it in.
It could be. I mean, the first beer of the night, if it's a good beer, is always kind of stands out.
Yeah,
because it's like, and I'm not drinking as much beer lately, so.
You are
when
slimming
I have,
down, son.
Like, an IPA that's really good,
yeah.
It really, it just jumps out. It's like, oh, I love IPAs. I love beer.
Agree with that. But, I mean, the Sparrow came off really, really strong. But I think this scaled. I think, you know, if I started with this one,
could have been a different story.
Yeah, you know, it might have been the one that dominated the night. And I really do appreciate the way it goes.
Pouring the sparrow at the beginning and just immediately getting that pineapple sensation.
You're like, oh my God, this is going to be good. Oh,
yes, what? Awesome IPA.
On the artwork front, the scaled can has a conical fermenter.
Yeah.
That wins the artwork award. That looks awesome.
The bird one is pretty simple. It really is.
Bird. And the Summer Street is like a map of Boston.
Yeah.
Highlighting Summer Street. I'm going like the... So, yeah, the Simply Sparrow was the first... Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm going to get... So, scaled is a little too one note for me. Summer Street, super delicious. I'm going to go with like the punching above its weight, Skimpy Sparrow, because it tastes like a heavier beer. It's complex, awesome aroma, tastes good, good mouthfeel. I like the astringency. I want to let that drying effect. So yeah, I'd be between the Summer Street and the Sparrow, and then I'll just give it to the Sparrow for not getting me drunk after drinking one of them.
It's your session.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sparrow as well. Like I was saying, just getting that first hit of big, juicy, tropical fruit flavored, IPA, that just brought me back in.
I give more credit to the pineapple. A lot of them have more of the like grapefruity citrus and not pineapple, and pineapple on the nose and on the flavor profile. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
I really love that.
Yeah, you guys swayed me. I'll go back to Sparrow that one.
You know, the mix of hops there, it's like you feel like they're concocting something there. We got to get all these six hops make this beer.
Right, they do it just with hops. Like no flavor, that's what's ingestions, crazy about beer. No peels, no rinds, essence of.
We just drank three IPAs from the same brewer, pretty much very similar malt bills, and they all tasted very different.
Yeah, they had distinct personalities. Absolutely. That's very exciting.
Cool. Yeah, good call. Like Sparrow had like six hops in it. I mean, that's mad science, right?
Yeah, and they get that experience.
That's cool.
I agree, man. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 84. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast.
Did you see that? We got like 121 followers, 115 likes, which means there's six people that don't like us but follow us.
You can also see our video episodes on youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. We'll be putting out a couple of those tonight. And you can follow us on Twitter at cnbcpodcast. There we'll publish anytime we have a new episode.
And since we were in New England, next week we'll be talking to the brewer that won the harpoon contest 2 years ago. All right. Anyone can drink beer, but it takes intelligence to enjoy beer.
Drink good beer.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.
Alright, let's wrap it up then.
Are we supposed to wrap it up? Do I do the wrap it up or the quote? I don't remember.
You do the outro and the quote at the very end.